This conference will.
So this book is called Natural Success. I'm going to tell you, it's a fun book. So if you really want to go out and buy it, that's up to you. It's a fun book. It's written by Scott Alexander and Dave Ramsey. Some of you know Dave Ramsey, the financial guy out there that's doing a lot of work in the Christian arena on financial status and clearing yourself up from credit card debt. Done a lot for this country in that regard. But the book itself is really a short little book. It's only about less than 100 pages, and it's called Rhinoceros Success: The Secret to Charging Full Speed Toward Every Opportunity. And Dave Ramsey wrote an intro to it and just said how he just called it kind of a fun book. And I'll give you that one of the quotes in the back. It says, "There's something dangerous about this book. Something big. Something full of power, energy, and force of will. It could be about you. You could become 3 tons of thick-skinned, snorting, hard-charging rhinoceros. It is time to go get the life you want." And I thought that was very powerful terminology. Go get the life you want. And so let's jump in and talk about our analogy with rhinoceros, right? Rhinos, what do we know about rhinos? They're intense, they're passionate, they're focused. They see where they want to go, they start charging at it, and basically nothing stops them. They'll knock down everything on their way. And that doesn't mean that we're bulls in china chops. It means the important thing that we are is that we are this, committed, hard-charging person that's not willing to let anything step in our way. In other words, nothing stops us. And rhinos are known to get things done because that's the rhinoceros way. They don't let things stop them. They don't let diversions get in their way. They're very single purpose, single-minded, and they go after it. One of the quotes I took out. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did you record it? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the record thing.
Yes, it did. Yes, I heard it just before I started. Thanks for asking.
I apologize. Thank you.
That's okay. Thank you. Thanks for that. It's always heads up. We always appreciate that. So it says, success is not easy. It is a truly difficult animal. And then when they talk about animal, of course, this is an animal analogy for this book. It is truly difficult animal to capture, requiring lots of work, quick thinking, desire, and persistence on the part of the hunter. So this book, as described by its own author, is part of the intro by Dave Ramsey. He said this book is a survival guide for your expedition. And we're on an expedition, and the expedition is social entrepreneurship with Manatech, making a gigantic difference in this world. A rhinoceros manual for our greatest hunt. And that's what we're after. So let's look at secret to success. The secret to success is becoming that rhinoceros. And I actually attached on the back of the outline today for all of you, I attached a picture of a rhino, and I want you to pop that off your, print it off, put it up on your wall, and just look at it. You're 3 tons of snorting rhinoceros charging full speed at opportunity, mowing down all obstacles in your way. I think it's a darling little clip picture. That comes right out of the book. It's a picture he has. In each chapter, he puts a picture of a rhinoceros, which is really fun, too. But secret to success is taking on the attributes of rhinoceros, and not that I want to weigh, 5,000 pounds or whatever it is. That's not my goal, but the idea is to be that kind of hard-charging person that doesn't let things get in the way and doesn't let anything stop me. The first order of the day to be a rhinoceros, to be successful and be a rhinoceros, is to charge. And the first question becomes, charge at what? And this is why it's so important for us to have some goals. And I set some goals for the year, and we're edging up on them. We're a lot of them we're accomplishing, some of them not, but we're revamping and we're moving forward. And now setting short-term goals as well as long-term goals is important. And that's why I like this idea of committing to a business unit during the summer months. And you have an option. You can choose to be a lazy cow. Now he compares. Now I'm not trying to, we're not trying to badger cows. Cows are beautiful animals. But he draws this analogy. I mean, this comparison between rhinoceroses and cows. Cows just kind of graze in the marketplace, right? I mean, they're just out there in the field and they're just grazing and eating. They're chewing their cud, and there's not a lot a cow really does. I mean, it's just a cow. He looks at a cow and says, "This is a lazy cow." So you have an option. You can choose to be a charging rhinoceros, or you can choose to be this cow. What would you want? Yeah, why would you want to be a cow that does nothing, see nothing, accomplish nothing? Why do you make those choices? And sometimes we make those choices because we choose to do the path of least resistance. So he's saying you want to be a rhinoceros. You want to get mad about things. And if you, how many of you watched the U.S. Open yesterday? Any of you watched that? Well, I was actually at church, but I saw some replays of it, the morning session, because again, the morning for us, because it got the final edition of the U.S. Open of the men's final was this morning, but it was Rafa Nadal against Djokovic, right? And the intriguing thing is when you looked at Djokovic, when he got down two sets, he smashed his racket. He did all sorts of things that were a little unruly, but he was mad and he wanted to get himself emotionally involved. And what did he do? He proceeded to go on and win eight straight games against the best clay court player in the history of the game of tennis. Now, see what happened. It's about emotional commitment. And if you're not getting emotionally convicted about Manatech or what you're doing, then I'm going to suggest maybe this isn't for you. Because somewhere down deep has got to be that emotional conviction. And that's important for us to have in our heart, is that emotional conviction. And one of my people this morning, she said it was so powerful for her, in one of my coaching calls, so I thought I would relay it on to you. She said, well, Mary Jo, she says, you know, what do you tell people when the people ask you, what do you do? And I said to her, I said, well, you know, it's funny you ask, because at the Pampered Chef party yesterday, somebody asked me that question. And I looked at him, I said, you know, I'm totally convicted to help people with nutrition and their health. And so what I do is I go out, I give free seminars and webinars to all sorts of groups, no matter who, you know, asks. I'm always ready to, like, teach class on how to go grocery shopping or, you know, fighting diabetes or things like that the natural way. And so I gave him a couple of, and I said, and, you know, I use a particular group of products that are made by a company that called Manatech. I don't know if you've heard of them, but the reason I choose this company in my business is because they make 100% real food. And it makes no sense today in our world that we're trying to treat our synthetic diet with synthetic supplements. And 95% of supplements sold today are synthetic. And that just, there's no logic to it. So that's why I loved using this company. So that's what I say. And, you know, she loved it because she said, Mary, you know, I've had such a hard time in knowing what to say to people. And so if you, and part of our belief, you know, we can't get mad and be hard charging and emotionally involved if our belief system is waning, right? Does everybody understand that? So you got to get that belief system back up. What is it that you believe and perceive yourself doing? If you want to walk into a room and say, I sell products, that's, go ahead and do that. But I don't know how emotionally charged you get about selling products. I don't sell anything. I'm a complete health advisor, health, you know, supporter, health educator, and, you know, I happen to promote a group of products and people buy them from the company. And that's just the way I operate. And I love every minute of it because I'm making a difference in people's lives everywhere. And that's what I do. So you have to be convicted about what you do to be able to get mad and get emotional about it. So we got to be, we don't want timidity. When you start telling people, well, I'm a network marketing and I work for a company called Manatech. I mean, you know, if that sounds funky to you, then you probably ought not be using it, because it's going to come across timid and unconvicted. And so you want to have a conviction statement that really works for you, that really reflects your heart. So build that, and that'll make a huge difference in terms of your ability to be emotional. Rhinos have 2-inch thick skin, and you need to have that too, right? Because how much adversity do we have in our life? A lot. And we're all going to come up against it, so it's important for us to be like a rhino and have that thick skin. Single focus is critical. You know, that's, rhinos have single focus. They see a target, they go after it. Nothing stops them. And it's kind of the magnifying glass principle. You know, when you put a magnifying glass onto something, you don't move it around 7 different ways. You keep it single focus because you don't know when the spark's going to light, right? So it's critically important for us to be single focus. So many of us get off base. And some of us go, well, Mary Jo, but Manatech gives us all these new things, and how do we keep single? Well, the single focus isn't necessarily a mechanism. The single focus is creating a phenomenal Manatech business. Now, you can have different approaches. You can take choose different methods of getting there. But the single focus is to make a huge difference in this world in the health of people through using Manatech as a vehicle. And then I pick other methods that I use to promote Manatech and get my brand out there. And that's what's most critical for me is my brand, getting in the marketplace, who I am, what I represent, what I reflect, so people come to me for the reasons I want them to, right? Single focus. So we have a single focus. Be alert for opportunities. If you're in the jungle, you must always be alert, and that's why he said cows don't survive in the jungle, because they aren't very alert. They keep their heads down, they chew on the grass, and they eat their food. If you ever notice how cows aren't alert, just go up to one sometime. They might not even notice you, right? They don't even notice when you're coming. Okay, so we want to be alert all the time. Be alert for new opportunities. You know, I really didn't think about going to a Pamper Jeff party, but, you know, I was alert to an opportunity. I thought, oh, my goodness, look at this. It could be a jump-off point for me to do an extreme food makeover and then get all the same gals, right? Plus more to my extreme food makeover. Yeah, and that's exactly what it turned into being. So, you know, it's an opportunity, so I didn't say no. What causes cows to be lazy and rhinos to charge? And that gets back to belief. You know, we just talked about that. Building a statement for yourself that you really believe in. Cows don't believe they can achieve. Cows believe they eat cud, and that's it. That's the extent. And they end up going to slaughter, right? So you want to believe. You want to have belief in you, because the belief is what instills enthusiasm. It's what drives us. It causes us to jump out of bed, fly out of bed, and get things done. And, and what's important for us to recognize is that if you don't believe in yourself, don't expect anyone else to. I don't think that's true that others won't believe in you. I just think it starts with you believing in self. So believe in yourself first. That's the attributes of a rhinoceros. So just highlight those. Take a yellow marker and highlight the things that might have hit a home run ball for you in terms of what's lacking in your life for you to move forward in your Manatech business to be that rhinoceros, and post that little picture of that rhinoceros in around your house. Or rhinoceros training. You are not born one, but you want to be one. So he gives a little, he gives an outline. I mean, he has a whole chapter, and I think it's the largest chapter in the book about just rhinoceros training. So let's look at what that is. How do we train ourselves? Attitude is number one. So we want to have the right attitude, right? And he says to have the right attitude, you need to take your energy and expend it on things that are the most important to us. In other words, don't shoot for mediocre goals. Shoot for high leverage activities. So don't be wasting your time, because time is only your limited asset. So it's about, what am I putting my time in? High leverage activity. I'm shooting for bigger goals, so I'm going to import high leverage activities to achieve the results I want in my life. So go after a rhinoceros goal. Go after one that's worthy of you, not a baby goal, a timid goal, but one that's worthy of you. Think big. And declare yourself a rhinoceros. And he said, draft 2 3-by-5 cards. Read them first thing in the morning before you go to bed at night and before you go to bed at night for 21 days straight. And the language he gave for them is on the back. Now, I attached it on the outline. So you can look at the outline. There's two statements on the last page of the outline. One says, I'm a rhinoceros. I have a damn the torpedo spirit. I am full of energy, and I can't wait to get up in the morning to start charging. Now, some of you, you know, when I first read that, of course, that word damn wasn't exactly big for me, because I stay away from swear words. But I kind of did the research behind that, and that's a famous quote, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. Some of you might remember that as in your history classes in grade school. It came from Admiral David Farragut, and it was out of, what, the Civil War era, I believe, back in the early 1800s. So, I mean, it's just it's a quote, so don't be offended by it, but it's something you put on it, and you read that every single day to get yourself going. It's full speed ahead. It's not about procrastination and dragging yourself out of bed. It's about kicking yourself in the butt and getting things going, right? So that's one. So you'd make a 3x5 business card, a 3x5 card with that on it, and then a 3x5 card with a statement about successful. And he had in his book a successful person running some kind of shop. So it's about setting a goal and being successful. I'm a successful social entrepreneur achieving presidential status on or before December 2013. That's just an example of what you might write on yours. But it's about, you should always put, I am a successful, whatever you want to call yourself, social entrepreneur is fine, whatever it is, achieving, and then whatever goal it is. And you read that 21 days in a row, every morning, every night. And he says, then you'll become a rhinoceros. So send me a picture of your rhino, best rhino look after 21 days, right? Exactly. Take action. This business is only about one thing. You hear from Mary Jo all the time, what am I consistently in? I mean, even on the weekends, what am I doing? I'm in action. I'm constantly taking action because results require action. If you're not taking action, you're not going to create results. So you must take action to create results. And some of you are cautious. You're in the C quadrant of the DISC analysis, so it takes you 10 years of planning. And some of us just, we take action because we know action creates results. And I really, personally, I'm not sure. I didn't know what the Pampered Chef thing was going to create for me, but you know what? I was going to go there and try to make it create something. So I didn't have a plan. I didn't have anything in my, I didn't have a, you know, a written script of what I was going to do. I just went there, and I was with the people there, loving on them, being around them, enjoying my time, sharing, you know, some great stories and listening to their stories, and it was just wonderful. It was a group of people I never associate with because I don't do a lot of neighborhood stuff, and it was just absolutely wonderful. So surprise yourself, and that's just taking action doesn't have to be something that's all planned out. It can just happen. And make it happen. Put pictures of rhinos around your office, constantly reminding yourself that you are a powerful charging rhinoceros. In fact, the picture that's attached to your outline is going up in my office today. Maintain your rhino spirit. This is important. You got to protect who you are. And one of the things you have to do is stay away from TV. Why? Because everything on TV is depressing. I mean, there's very little on TV that's really exhilarating. Oh, yeah. Lydia said the Rangers, Texas Rangers. And I said, yeah, when they win, when they lose, they're not very exhilarating. When they give up 21 runs, they're not exhilarating. So you have to stay away from things that rob your joy. Stay away from things that cause you to question. And this is a powerful year, people, because a lot of people are involved in political things. And you know, when I look at people that get really, and I'm not telling you not to be politically active, just read my lips. Stay positive. And I think it's very hard in the political world to stay positive because the politics in and of itself is so awful because of the misrepresentations of what people say, of what people mean, of who people are. It just wears you out. It wears you out. There's an incredible lack of ethics in the political arena, and so you can choose that you participate in it. You better be aware. Open your eyes, be alert, be aware. Because I see, especially in my Christian world, I see so many who are going off the deep end on stuff that's just not true. Maybe they listen to Rush Limbaugh, I don't know, but there's a lot of stuff. People just love to say things. They just say things for the sake of influencing people. And so be alert that some of this negativity, and then people send it out, they duplicate it and send it out, and it's just sad because you become manipulated by others that are trying to manipulate. That's their whole goal, is to manipulate you. So be careful. So it's a alert for everybody. And somebody said to me, in fact, I even tried it. I went to a couple of events just to see if I couldn't get some interest in Manatech at political events. Is that a good place for us to go to get new contacts? Well, I'm going to suggest to you that people that are high charged in the political area really aren't interested right now in Manatech or health. They're interested in one thing, getting their candidate to win. So it's not, they're single focused, and that's great that that's what turns them on fire, but it's not going to help your focus. And if you're going to be a rhinoceros, you need to be single focused on achieving the results you're trying to achieve. So be careful. Don't watch TV. Stay away from negativity things. Read books and mags that are positive, that support you. Kind of like the Rhino book. It was real cute. It's a fun book. We become the product of the three things, people we associate with. So, again, here's a quote from the book. He said, associate with sleeping cows, sloths, or jackasses, and you will become complacent and unsuccessful. And that is absolutely true. So what do we want to do? We want to associate with high-powered people. We want to be around people that are other rhinoceroses. So find the rhinoceroses in the room. They're pretty self-evident when you start working around a room of people who are the rhinoceroses. Books we read. Ask the question, will the info in this book help me reach my goals? You should see I have, 5 bookcase, I don't know, 5 bookcases now in my extra room, training room, And they're packed full of self-development books and leadership books and all sorts of greatness. I mean, I don't have novels in there. I mean, you might find some on the other side of the room, but I don't, you know, that's not what I read. I read books that support me in being the best I can be. And that because I'm constantly, what? I'm constantly working on Mary Jo. And we need to, each one of us needs to do that. It's that we're a work in progress. I always tell people that. I said, I'm a project. And my husband will tell you that 101 times if you just ask him. He will confirm that over and over. So, and as a project, I want to work on myself. I want to be the best I can be. So it's a constant battle. And then media we watch and listen to, you know, it's, he said, use OAE, other animals' experiences. And of course, we're talking about being a rhinoceros. So what you want to do is find people that you can follow. Use, don't feel like you have to, you know, touch the stove to learn that it's hot. Learn from other people's experiences. And that's why reading good books and listening to good, you know, going to good seminars and both self-development seminars and, you know, people like when Jim Rohn was alive, he was a wonderful one. I went to a couple of his seminars and he was great. There's just a lot of good leaders out there that can help support you be the best you can be. And I liked the quote he took from Jim Rohn, don't let your learning lead to knowledge, let your learning lead to action. Right. So we don't want to sit down and say, I'm the greatest guru on the face of the earth. We don't want to sit down at all. We want to be in action. The next one was plan. Don't just dream. But he said, actually, take your dream and plan it. Build a plan around your dream and then work the plan. Work with singleness of purpose. Rhinos thrive on goals. We all have set our goals. Hopefully that you're part of my December group that listens to me every December talk about goal setting. Every year you should have your goals set and then work them. How many of you have looked at your goals since you set them in December? Right? That's another thing you need to be doing, is look at them and see how, if are you achieving them? What's holding you back? What can you do different? And keep refining. And one of the things he brought up was you have to give to get. Life is like a river. Stop giving and stop living. It's kind of like you really want to continue to give, and that's really something I totally, my number one core value is contribution. So that's truly what I'm all about. And that's one of the reasons I want my Banatech business to just continue thriving and growing, is because it helps support me being able to do, I'm now doing a huge amount of pro bono legal work, and I'm doing my foundation coaching, and I'm doing mission work, and I'm doing other church work, and all these things that just absolutely grab my heart. And why can I do all these things? Because I'm so convicted about Manatech and making a difference in that business, so it financially supports me to be able to free up my time to do the things that my heart really loves. So, so it's about, those are the goal, you know, those are the kind of things that you want. You want to give. I have that contribution heart. You do too. You wouldn't be in Manatech, I suggest, if you didn't have that contribution heart, because that's really what Manatech is all about. You're selling yourself, so take care of yourself. I thoroughly believe in this. In fact, when I go out and talk about health, I can't walk in weighing 250 pounds and be a person that talks about health. So it's important for me to stay in shape. It's important for me to be healthy, have the energy. So that means I take my products every day. I work out, you know, every week. I you know, have not only just a personal trainer, but I've joined a workout facility as well. So I take care of myself physically so I can be that reflection. I can reflect my values that I'm trying to promote. It would be hard for me to sell those values if I didn't reflect them in who I was. So that's important that I take care of myself, and I'm selling myself. So eating right, exercising, being healthy, and resting, that's probably my greatest thing, resting when needed, because I don't get, you know, I tend to work late and get up early, and, you know, I get about 6 hours of sleep, and that doesn't always serve me, but, you know, it's something I need to work on, one of those things on my checklist of things I work on. Discipline ourselves. Cows are undisciplined. They produce nothing. Discipline is good. It is what makes rhinos. They're very disciplined. So, and lack of, you know, undisciplined people have bad habits, right? Because they're not disciplined. So they have lazy habits. They do all sorts of things. They don't set goals. They don't do this. They don't, that's going to be an undisciplined person. And you want to choose that, you can choose to be a cow, devoid of motion, energy, and eventually life, or you can choose to be a rhino. And he brought in two words in his book. He said, entropy, there's a tendency from the highly organized downward to the less organized. And that entropy sets in with cows. Inertia is the tendency of all objects, including animals, to stay still unless acted upon by some outside force. So we want to develop inertia. So we get moving. We don't stay still. We're not the cow. We're the rhino. Inertia, right? Get inertia going. Some of you need a lot of that inertia in your life. You sit back and go, yeah, especially the last month, I didn't do a lot. I'm waiting for, how many of you have that statement going on? I'm waiting for the perfect materials, or I'm waiting for Manitech to do this. Well, I don't know if you guys have been looking around, but who's waiting? Is Mary Jo waiting? No. My business last month grew by over, I think we had almost 80 new associates consumers in my organization. I haven't had a month like that in 5.5 years, or over 5 years. So that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. But are we done yet? Not a way. I want to double that. I want to double that by the end of the summer. So it's a goal to just keep growing. So you want to keep growing your business. Every single month you want to see new growth in your business. And that means, you know, being disciplined, structured, taking action, not waiting for other things to happen. Because you are that energy force in your business. And you set the example for other people in your business. So discipline yourself. You're the president of You Inc., right? You are the president of You, Inc., and this is what I tell people. You're in charge of your own branding. You decide who you are, and there's a great branding exercise out there that Tony Jerry put out, which I think is excellent, that you should participate in if you haven't. And you want to be that rhino. You want to think in every instance. He talked about when you get in tough situations where you have adversity in your life or something comes up, you want to think to yourself, I'm a rhino. You want that language to come into your head that you are, in fact, a rhino. And then you can start thinking about that single-purposeness, that direction, that charge. It's damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead attitude, and just make it happen. And that's one of the things I like the best about this book, I guess, the whole concept of that it's the charge ahead. It's that kind of like almost reckless abandon, but it's not about being reckless. It's about being disciplined, but moving, taking action, charging ahead, being single-minded, single-purpose, really directed. And he talked about, he had a chapter on how to be the happiest rhinoceros, and he talked about a lot of things about, you know, people, what causes you, brings happiness in your life? Well, success causes, brings happiness in your life. And then people go, well, I'm not successful at what I'm doing. Well, then do something different. Take different action. Be more determined. Be more disciplined. Be more single-minded. What's missing about all these characteristics and traits we're reading about in this book in you? Where are the distinctions you can draw? And then try to go back and say, or not try, I don't use the word try, but make some commitments about how you're going to be going forward. Nothing better than starting a brand new business period with a new attitude. And maybe that's what's lacking. And what robs us of attitude, a lot of times bad experiences happen. But you know what? Let me suggest to you, we're going to have negative experiences happen. We're going to have people come up to us and say things. We're going to have people that don't want to do the business. We're going to have people that quit. We're going to have all that's going to happen, people. That's reality. It's called a world of people that make good and bad decisions. I consider when somebody stops taking the Manitech products a bad decision, but you know what? They have free will to make that decision. I can call them and I can talk to them and do whatever I can, but you know what? They have free will. So is that going to happen to all of us? Absolutely. But it doesn't stop a rhino. Why doesn't it stop a rhino? Because a rhino is going full speed ahead. For every one person you lose, you might be gaining five. But if you wallow in your misery because somebody quit taking the products, you're going backwards. Mm-hmm. And you're giving other people power over you. And that's the worst. That's the worst thing to do. Because then you're sacrificing yourself. And I'm saying that's not the sacrifice we're talking about as we live on earth here, about allowing other people to control us. You know, don't give people that kind of control over you. No one has that control over me, including my spouse, right? Because sometimes some of our spouses are the biggest roadblocks for us. And I'm kind of a rhinoceros around him as well. Boom, get that picture up. All right, how to be the happiest rhinoceros. Rhinos are happy traveling to new jungles, going to, you know, pampered chef parties. That's a new jungle. Meeting other wild animals. I found some wild animals at the Pampered Chef. They're happy when they charge their goals, when they go after them. That's what brings them happiness. Cows are happy watching TV, surfing the internet, chewing their cud. I don't know, maybe that's you. You can choose. Can you choose to be a cow instead of a rhino? Absolutely. It's a choice anyone can make. Someone has to take the jobs, and that's cows take the jobs, right? Cows are everywhere. They can take the job of chewing grass and chewing their cud. That's a choice. Choose happiness. Love yourself, love your maker, and you will be very, very happy. That's a quote out of his book. And clearly, that's what I do. I love myself, I love my maker, and I'm very happy. Never lose your sense of humor. You don't want to keep being sassy and silly at times. And if you saw me doing Pampered Chef when they asked me to get up yesterday in the meeting and I was chosen to do some of the work and I was dancing and kicking my heels and, oh, I had the whole place in tears laughing. I mean, it was a hoot. It was like a comedy routine. It was great. So, you know, don't lose that sense of humor. Have fun. Make life fun. And you can bring fun, and if you bring fun, this is what I told somebody else the other day, too. I said, you know, if you bring fun into other people's lives, you're going to be the huge attractor factor. They're going to want to be around you. Yeah, and that's what you want to do is develop that attractor factor. And believe Romans 8:28, for those who don't know it, I'm not quoting it. I'm just going to give it to you to go look it up. It's one of my favorite verses. Believe, if you can believe, all things are possible, and that's what's important. If you can believe, all things are possible, right? And it tells us in the scripture, all things are possible through him. And he also said in his book, read the Bible. He says, spend time in the Word. And, of course, a lot of us do that. Not to be successful in Manatech, but it lays a foundation for us to be successful in Manatech because it gives us a foundation of belief that and faith that we desperately need. Today's world, okay? Be audacious is number 5. Go for it. Should be your motto. You can stick that up on your wall as well. Be bold. Never let go. Every great goal requires some of that audacity. Is that what's missing in your life is boldness, audacity, be audacious. Have no excuses. I mean, there aren't excuses. The minute somebody says something to you and you go, well, oh, the reason I couldn't do that, I want you to stop. I think you ought to just void, just like the word try shouldn't be in your vocabulary, excuses shouldn't be ever used by you. Whenever you find yourself using excuse, look at what it really is. Look at where it's really coming from. And you'll see a center of some fault or a center of a crack in armor that weakens you as a person and weakens your character. So stay away from excuses because it really is a weakness. And some of us, it's a habit. You know, you don't even think you're choosing it, but it's because it's been a habit so long in your life, but you want to knock it out of your life. There shouldn't be. We're committed people. When somebody says, oh, can you come to this? You go, oh, okay. And then you use an excuse why you didn't show up. Why? Why did you do that? Because you lied the first time. You go, oh, Mary Jo, no, I really was thinking about going. You weren't committed. So just be honest and say, you know what, that's not going to fit for me in what I need to accomplish that day. It just doesn't fit. I have things I need to get done. So instead of making excuses afterwards that are just, you know, not factual. So it's a crack in our armor. It's a flaw in our character that we get stuck in these things because we don't want to hurt people's feelings. Oh my gosh. Honesty is the best policy. How many of you heard that when you were growing up? Oh my gosh, 101 times ingrained in your brain. Just stay with honesty. Because the minute you start getting into lying or misrepresenting things or trying not to hurt people's feelings and all the kind of games we play, you're in a game. And now you got to catch up with the game. The game catches up with you. I remember as a kid, I got caught, you know, we experimented with lying. Most of us as kids somewhere in our life didn't. And it was so confusing. It was such a waste of time. I remember as a teenager, it got to be such a waste of time and so confusing because one lie, you had to make another lie to cover up the other lie. And it was like, this is ridiculous. It made no sense. So it was enough of this. Why do it? And I think if you stay true to yourself, you never get caught up in that. It never becomes who you are. So You want to exit from that. If it's part of your life today, exit from it. Walk away from it. It's distracting. It'll rob from your boldness. It'll cause you to question your own integrity. It's, oh, crazy. Use your time wisely. Rhinos appreciate every minute, because what, minutes add up to hours, hours add up to days, and days add up to weeks, and weeks add up to months, and months add up to years, and all of a sudden it's 1 year later and you still haven't done what you committed to do. Why is that happening? Because you're not watching your minutes. You're not, you know, setting structure around. And that doesn't mean you don't take time off. Remember, rhinos rest. They stay healthy. They rest. They go and take time off and have fun. But the idea is that when you're working, you're accomplishing something. You're efficient and effective. You're not surfing the internet. Be a kid again. I love that, because that's one thing I don't ever want to grow up. I want to stay a kid. And kids are just, you know, they're that, all those beautiful characteristics of love and joy and no judgment and free and believing anything's possible. That's being a kid, having that carefree attitude and really wonderful, fresh joy. You want to be a kid again and be excited. Get excited. Get excited about what you're doing. Or don't do it. Go do something else. Other attributes of rhinoceros: develop rhinoceros persistence. Never give up. Tenacity is in every cell of your body. And that's the way we should be about Manatech. And some of us gave up in the last 5 years. We've had some problems with giving up on what we were trying to set forth. And I'm just saying, now it's time to get back on track. How did it work for you by giving up? Didn't, did it? Right? And it might have saved you. And said, well, Mary Jo, but I wasn't as frustrated. I said, really? So life was beautiful all the time when you weren't doing Manatech? I don't think so. I think we're drawn to this business because we have a heart and passion for people. And we want to fulfill that in many ways. And Manatech gives us a phenomenal vehicle to do that. And we really can change people's lives. And so when we walk away from it, or we don't treat it with respect and honor that it deserves, we lose. It robs from our character. So don't let that happen. You want to be persistent. Never give up. Have that tenacity. Don't let people stop you. Don't let anything get in your way. Rhino, go Rhino, and have success in six major areas of your life: financial, work. He made a comment in there. He said, if you dread your job that you have, then get out of it. Run as fast as you can. Don't be like the living dead. Because how many people are out there that really hate their jobs? My husband came home from work on Friday, and he said, you know, honey, the atmosphere is so bad at work. Everybody's so discouraged today. You know, the company's making money, but all the raises went down. The bonuses went wiped out. They've reduced their number of personnel. And I go, well, how do you think they're making more money today? Because they've reduced how many personnel? In my husband's business, what they did is they cut back, like, you know, 25% of the people in his department, and their whole bonus system is based on how many projects they complete. Well, do you think you can complete? And they didn't change the bonus structure, but they took out 25% of the people working. Now, what do you think that does to a set of employees? I mean, how do you have a good attitude? And I just sit there and I listen to the stories and I go, welcome to corporate America. This is why we want corporations controlling America, because they make such good decisions for people. Right? Wrong. I mean, it just is a sad thing that people, why do you want to be miserable 8 hours a day? And I just thank the Lord that I have this entrepreneurial spirit that He's given me from day one. And doing Manatech, it just gives me so much joy, because I don't have to worry about anyone else telling me how much money I make or don't make. I choose to make what I want to make. And that's great. It's, how hard do I want to work at this? What kind of energy do I want to put for? How much action do I want to be moving for? What kind of a rhinoceros am I, right? Am I a rhinoceros or am I a cow? I can choose that. So what a beautiful thing. So be careful of that work thing. It's a tough thing. Family is like a garden. It needs constant watering, and I know gardens. Boy, I've got two of them now, and they need constant watering. Anyway, it's great. Families need watering, too, so love on that family. Keep time for them, and time is your most incredibly important asset to pour into family. So don't ever avoid family. Put the time into family. Physical, again, being in shape. He said rhinos, you know, have tremendous success because they make a commitment to that. Social, yeah, your social environment. Again, surround yourself with eagles. Yeah, eagles fly with eagles, you know, or you're going to end up with a bunch of turkeys. It's a great quote in Proverbs, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise." So who are you associating with? That's what you want to do. Find the right people to associate with that help drive you and motivate you and keep you going. In fact, some of you people are on my Monday call every Monday because you love Mary Jo's Monday call. I get feedback from you, and thanks for that great feedback. Thanks for any feedback. I love it all. But one of the reasons you're on my Monday call is because it helps you get up and going. And Monday morning, you want to get going in the right direction. You feel enthusiastic. You can feel driven, and that's what it's about. Surround yourself with that kind of those kind of people, those kind of events in your life that are going to drive you, not people that drag you down. Spiritual, have a rhinoceros faith in God. And it's going to be important to see that. We'll talk about problems in a minute and understand why that's important as well. Rhino games. And he said you can play rhino games. And here are the games he suggested. When others are glum, your zombies, he called them zombies, he said, make their day by smiling. You get collect points based on what you're making. Because a lot of times when people around us are glum and they're zombies, we don't go out of our way to make the happy day. Another way you can do it is like, I love it when I'm like at a, you know, and I don't go to fast food joints, but every once in a while we might stop and get a drink from McDonald's or something. And I can say, would you buy the guy's order behind us? How much is it? And because they already ring up the tab, and then you can pay for it and just move on, drive away. And that's just fun. Tip for fun. You know, when I give tips, the other day I was at a restaurant with my niece, and she's a manager at Papa Do's, and so she gets food basically for free. When we go out to eat with her at Papa Do's, she gets, and that's where she wanted to go. There's a new one that opened up here in the Grapevine area. So we went over there, ate dinner, and I was buying dinner that night. I was taking, who was it, Lydia, out to dinner. Wasn't it your birthday? Callie, I almost forgot Lydia's birthday. Her birthday was last week. So we went to Papa Do's, and there was a brand new waitress because it was a brand new restaurant, you know, and we were really nice to her and went out of our way and helped her a little bit. And at the end of the meal, $100. They gave us a couple items free because the salmon was overcooked a little bit. It wasn't like mushy in the middle, which I don't like anyway, but it was a little bit overcooked. And so they took the dessert and the for Lydia, and they took the salmon off because that was another $30. And the bill was $100-some plus it would have been like $140 or something. But Renee, because I'm with Renee, we got the salmon off free, and we got the dessert off free for Lydia's birthday, and Renee got this. All I had to do was pay for the couple beers that Renee's boyfriend had, so the bill was $14. That's pretty good. You guys would really love that. Well, I tipped her 20% of what the bill would have been if everything would have been charged. So I ended up giving her a $30 tip. So I paid 200% with the bill for tip, right? The bill was $14. I gave a $30. I saw her. She was over at the register, and she was giggling and laughing and showing people how awesome. It was like so major for her to get this $30 tip. She showed her floor manager lady, and she actually came over to tell Renee because they knew Renee, and it was real cute. It was just a lot of fun. But, you know, tips are fun. Look at the joy in that girl's life. Right? I mean, carry $100. Always carry $100 in your pocket. It's a great thing to do because it makes you feel, because money has power, and when you carry a $100 bill in your pocket, then you feel like money is no object. And you're not, you know, money is one of those things we have the most programs around, and you want to feel like it doesn't control you, right? Money should never control you, but for a lot of us it does. So you, when you carry a $100 bill around, it doesn't control you. It gives you some new freedom to feel, because the control, money doesn't ever really control you. It's your psychology that controls you. Your psyche, your programs are all money. Have a new experience. Wherever you are, find other rhinos. Always look for other rhinos. And finally, the last point in a book was attack problems properly. And this is really important for all of us because we all have problems, right? None of us live our days without problems. We always have problems. I have problems. You have problems. Every day it's another group of problems. So, but the idea is, how do we face them? And that's what makes the difference with the rhino. And this is so crucial. Little problems should never faze you. Some people, I work with people and they have a little problem and they go into this drama I mean, it's just like, oh my gosh, the end of the world, right? Little problems always go away. You just grapple with them and move on. You don't, no drama. Number two, big problems. You should be joyful big problems into your life, because big problems are a sign of progress. Yeah, beware of not having problems. In other words, and I told somebody the other day, we were talking about, you know, if you're not confronting the devil enough, you're not doing Christ's work here on earth. Because the reality is that's what really reflects our walk, is being in the face of the devil. I mean, when we're out there fighting for the Lord, we're going to be confronting the devil a lot. So we should be bringing on tons of problems in our direction if we're really doing his work here on earth. So we want, and that's another thing I love. I love those kind of problems, because those are the problems that I know the Lord has me on earth here to overcome. Rhinos are always progressing. It's charge your problems like you charge your life. In other words, go after them. Big problems are a joy. Now, some of us say, well, Mary Jo, you're a lawyer. You love problem solving. And I do. I thrive on problem solving. I think it's awesome. I think it's just a blessing to be able to, and but it's an attitude that you choose. It's not, we're not born with this. It's an attitude you choose. You can thrive on problems, because then you get to solve them, and that's the benefit we have. And that's why sometimes, you know, what he says in the final chapter, he talks about having a rhinoceros faith in God. And one of the reasons we want to have that faith is that there are a lot of issues that arise in our life that we have no control over. And that's when we need to be able to look at who does have control, right? Who has the ultimate control? So, people, the object, choose to be a rhino today. Put those pictures up around. Have a great, great day. Be that rhino. Think about it when you're out there fighting in this world. What are the characteristics of a rhino? And, you know, and then you go, well, today I'm going to be a cow. Well, yeah, that's a choice. I don't want to be a cow. I love cows. They're beautiful animals. But I want to be a rhino. Okay, everyone, any comments, last-minute comments before we close for today? Fun, fun book. If you enjoyed it, you can go get it. I covered most of it. Like I said, it's not even 100 pages long, so it's a real quick read by anyone. And it's just, you know, I think it's 97 pages total. So it's about us taking on the world, taking charge. And, you know, today's lesson is kind of like, I think the good thing about the lesson today is about going back and looking at what are the characteristics I'm lacking that a rhino has, and how do I start really working on those, and picking on like one at a time and going after it to make a true difference in your life. All right, anyone? Anyone last minute questions or anything? Questions, comments before we go for the day? Okay, everybody. Go be rhinos. Get those things done. Go after it with single purposeness and be passionate, focused, and charged to the end. Okay, everyone. Love you all. Talk to you next week.